Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. Having discussed the process for Taglachas HaTumah, we now turn to Taglachas Tahara. That is, of course, the haircut and karbanos that conclude the Nazirus process. And we will be focusing on Taglachas Tahara for the rest of this parak. Now, what is the process, asks Mishnah Zayin, Taglachas HaTahara Ketzad? Hayamevi Sholosh Behemos. He needs to bring three korbanos, three animals for korbanos, chatos, ola, and shlomim. Chatos is a sin offering. It is brought on the mizbeach almost entirely. The kohanim get some parts as is their right as kohanim to get certain parts to eat of the korban chatos, and it's actually a mitzvah and a chiyuv for them to do that. And then there's an ola, which is fully burned on the mizbeach. Nobody eats anything except for the mizbeach. Ushlamim is something that we share. The shlamim is eaten by the owner, as well as the kohen, as well as the mizbeach. So those three are the three korbanos of the nazir. And they should ideally be brought in that order. Chatos first, then ola, then shlamim. So now, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Shochet es ha-shlamim u-migalech alem div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says he cuts off his hair after the shlamim, which, as we said, is the last one. So it's actually after all the korbanos. So really, he cuts his hair after the shlamim, which really means practically after everything. Rabbi Elazar Omer, lo ayam nogech al chatos. Rabbi Elazar says, no, he cuts his hair after the chatos. Right? She'achatos kodemes l'chol makom. Chatos is always first. And since chatos is always first, he doesn't need to wait until after all three korbanos are done, just one. And therefore, since the chatos is always first, he should cut his hair after the first korban, which is the chatos. Now, it's important to note that this machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar, when he cuts his hair, is only about the katchila, what is the ideal. However, everyone agrees that the korbanos are kosher if they're brought in any order. And also everybody agrees, imgilach al echad mishalashtan yatsa, if the taglachas is kosher no matter which korban it follows, as long as one of the korbanos is brought before the taglachas. Any one of the three korbanos can be the korban that's brought before the taglachas, and it can be just that one. So we said the order is supposed to be chatos ol shlamim. What if he just did the shlamim and then did his taglachas? That's fine, he's yotze. What if he did just the chatos and then did his taglachas? Fine, he's yotze. What if he did just an ola, which nobody says that the ola is the focus here? Nevertheless, if he just did the ola and then cut his hair, so then you're yotze, right? V'mgilech al echad mishlashtan yotza. If he took his haircut after having brought any of the three korbanos, then he fulfilled his obligation to cut his hair properly to conclude his nazirus.